Friday the 13th of March, 2015. And so the state of my womb being, I think we're going to start in black and white. No, 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 yeah, cool, okay, now. The point of when my menses left. I don't think too many people could say that they know the exact day that their period left. April 22nd, 2005. It was also the day that I literally got the color scared out of me. Got a white spot in my butt, but we're not going to photograph that. I'm really happy about this project. Not really certain why. It's like telling a story or maybe even releasing the scream that I never really got out. I don't know, maybe that will be the end part of this whole thing, is that I'll go somewhere and have a good scream. We don't speak, we don't talk, we don't scream. It's just quiet. And it's quiet for so long, you don't even know that it's there anymore. It just moves off to the side, and in my case, it almost looks like I moved it off to the left. So when I began to retrieve that part of me, you don't even know how deep it is. You were looking in the eyes of your potential lover, and you think, wow, after all of these years, here I am. And then he begins to caress you and touch you, and you can feel yourself going down deep into this tunnel, into the safe place. And the confusion of who I am sexually, sensually, womanly began. Not understanding that I had to go in because it was my safe place, and because for so long, that's where I went, to the safe place. So I didn't have to come out in a loving way or in a way that connected or looked into his eyes and saw the love that came back into me, through me, around me. I couldn't see it because even though I was there, I was off to the left in the fetal position in my safe place. So it may appear that I was confused or maybe even playing a game or two, but in fact it was just that I didn't know. And who I am today and who I am then are just two different I ams. The I am now that reaches out and wants to give and be and love and laugh and have joy and connect and connect and connect emotionally, spiritually, looking into people's eyes and hearing their story. But here I am naked and not able to connect. It's like the dots just fell off into the distance somewhere. I felt like a slug. I just wanted to crawl under the rock, not able to finish or touch him with passion. I'm sort of disconnected, moving the hands across his chest, feeling but not feeling, trying to understand where the piece of me that arrives in every channel, the piece of me that looks into people's eyes, and the piece of me that cries with people, and the piece of me that holds people, and the piece of me that loves to hear the stories, and the piece of me that heals, and the piece of me that energizes, and the piece of me that activates, and all of that is just gone in this moment. In this moment, in this now, I am off to the side, not connected. It is a place of darkness, and it is a place of not knowing, and it is a place of confusion, and it is a place of wanting, and it is a place of thinking that something is wrong, but something is right, because here I am after all of these years with a man, allowing myself to be with a man. Allowing myself to be naked with a man. And even finding the favorite shade of red lipstick. And putting joy into applying it. And selecting earrings. And knowing that after all of this time, it just still isn't all together. Because as I was trying to explain to him, who wanted to be together all these years, being together meant that somebody might see me, somebody might want to caress me, somebody might want to flirt with me, somebody might want to laugh, and Lord and heaven forbid, somebody might want to share a meal with me. And what would I do for 2 hours or 3 hours? I am so good on the phone. I give really good phone. But to be live in person, why would I do anything that would want to connect, to be seen? Here I am speaking to the world, loving, promoting Nononieko, the expressions of love. But that piece of me off to the side, to the left, has been ruling my world for so long. And a piece of me did not even know she existed, that she was over there. Bringing this fragment of my soul back into me to who unify, to be one in the vertical channel. It has been confusing, and it has been swirling energy, and it has been dark, and it has been not me, not the me that I thought that I am at this time. That little piece of darkness, that little piece of darkness that does things to protect that piece of my soul. This is the emergence, and it is time. It has been blissful, painful, and blissful, and painful, and blissful. It has been nice. Seems like such a simple word, nice, to feel the bottoms of my feet and feel the foundation of who I am as a womb man. To understand that there is power there, and to understand that there is love there, and to understand that there's softness there, and to understand that there's caresses there, and to understand that there is new living, new birth, new life, new creation there. And to allow that little piece of me that's been off in the gray, off in the dark for so long, to begin to show signs of life, of living, of suppleness, of softness. Inhale, exhale, breathe, and live.